So I could call on Damien Hart. I don't know whether Damien's going to come to the podium. Thanks, Damien.
I do the fancy one. I take an iPod on just for the environment more than anything. Yeah. Thanks very much for the invitation to address my first party conference. I've only been around about a year, but I've been thinking left for quite a while, but did not understand the philosophy. I took the hard road to come here, and that I thought I had to understand it before I came, but I realised I didn't have to. But there you go. I think it's very fitting today to be thinking about Northern Ireland deserves better, but not only do we deserve better, our friends throughout Ireland and our comrades throughout Ireland deserve better as well. You know, and we do have to be very conscious that their efforts throughout the island of Ireland supports our efforts in the north of Ireland, and keep up the fight. Tax avoidance by major retail companies. When the Westminster government let Vodafone get away with not paying $6 billion tax bill early this year, they sent a very clear message to us all. We are not all equal, or we're not all in this together. Ordinary people have been forced to accept savage public spending cuts, which rich corporations can avoid paying billions and billions in tax. It was not a one-off. Rich corporations and individuals collectively get away with dodging $95 billion every single year. We are told that there is an alternative to drastic cuts to the public service, but collecting the tax dodged by the super rich would render the government's spending cuts unnecessary. But the government has barely lifted a finger to stop corporation tax avoidance. In fact, they've gone the other way. Not only have this signalled a softening of their approach to the corporation tax avoidance, but they've also slashed jobs at HMRC and Customs, making them impotent in the face of corporate tax avoidance. This certainly isn't a money-saving measure. Every pound invested in investing in tax avoidance brings £60 back to the public purse. There can only be one explanation. David Cameron and his cabinet of millionaires must have decided that collecting tax from the rich is just another way of those pesky features of bloated big government. Like education, libraries, care for the elderly or disabled, creative arts, sports provision, maybe tax collection is just another vital public service that would be the best left to volunteers. Let's look at some of the offenders. Tesco's supermarket chain. Tesco's 2,000 stores throughout the UK and makes an annual profit to be in the region of $3.4 billion. Its headquarters are in the sleepy town of Chestnut, Hertfordshire. That also happens to be the home of a company called Chestnut Overseas. Very fancy. Tesco's is involved in a limited liability partnership with this company. I'll spare you the details, but the bottom line is that Tesco has managed to avoid paying $100 million in land tax, $2.3 million in stamp duty, and $16 million through overseas tax rules. Chestnut Overseas is registered in the little Swiss canton of Zug. No way, not making it up. The exact address is 94 Batterstrasse. They have no office and no employees, and in fact, the address is that of a post office. Told you, I wasn't making that up. Not 0.2% of Chestnut Overseas is owned in Hungary. The remaining 99.8% is thanks to a very generous tax regime owned by the Irish interests. Tesco's may not be the biggest tax avoider in the world, but as they say themselves, every little helps. Let me briefly mention two other well-known brands before I move on to Boots, Chemist and Sir Philip Green's Empire, Cadbury's, and their parent company Kraft, now channel all the profits through, yes, you guessed it, Switzerland. The move now costs UK taxpayer in the region of 60 million a year. Walker Crisps now avoids paying around 20 million in taxes every year. How have they done it? They have moved their company headquarters to where? Switzerland. Somebody better tell Gary Lineker. This is not my humour, by the way. This has been prepared for me. And I wasn't told to read every word, but sheep does what a sheep does. Yeah. Boots the chemist. 10 years ago, Boots Group generally paid about one third of its profits in UK tax. The inland revenue could expect a tax payment of around 120 million to 150 million each year. Then this company based in Nottingham, all its life, moved to a low tax Swiss canton of Zug. Then this Boots is now registered at where? 94 Baderstrasse, the local post office again. In 2010, the parent company made worldwide profits of around 475 million. The cash flow statement for the year to March 2010 shows that just 14 million was paid in tax on those profits. That is just 3% of profits. It is estimated that the UK Exchequer has lost and Boots has avoided paying 100 million a year in tax as a result. Sir Philip Green. Philip Green is a multi-billionaire businessman who runs some of the biggest names on the British high streets. His retail empire includes brands such as Topshop, Topman, Dorothy Perkins, Burton, Miss Selfridge, and British Home Stores. Philip Green is not a non-domiciliary. He lives in the UK, he works in the UK, he pays taxes on his salary in the UK. All seems to be in order until you realise that Philip Green does not actually own any of the business that he spends every year on. Instead, it is the name of his wife, who hasn't done a single day's work for the company. Miss Green lives where? Not so, just but Monaco, where she pays not a penny of income tax. In 2005, Philip Green awarded himself a $1.2 billion, the biggest paycheck in British corporate history. But this dividend payout was channeled through a network of offshore accounts via tax havens in Jersey, and eventually to Green's wife, Monaco bank account. The dodge saved Green and the tax and the cost the taxpayer close to $300 million. This tax argument remains in place. Any time it takes his fancy, Green pays himself huge sums of money without having to pay any tax. These are just a few examples of the measures taken by UK firms, businesses and supermarkets to avoid paying taxes on their profits. These are some people who demand modern infrastructure, roads, utilities and education workforce when they want to set up a business. All paid from the public purse. But they refuse to contribute and in fact go to great lengths to ensure that they don't. It is estimated that global super rich elite has an extraordinary 13 trillion of wealth hidden from the taxman offshores. That's as much as the American and Japanese GDP put together. At a time when public services are being cut, jobs are being lost, and working people are being made to pay for a financial crisis that they didn't create. This type of scale of tax avoidance is immoral, and at best, we are not all in it together. I want this conference to endorse a high-profile and ongoing public awareness campaign by the Workers' Party right across Northern Ireland against tax avoidance by big companies and high street shops. Thanks very much, comrades.